Now, this here audacity, it's audacious, son.
My levels are adequate.
I say, boy. Okay. You want to unlockify the channel?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. Home, sweet home. Wow.
There you go.
The room size, you know, doubled in 1 second.
I don't know who was first. It was either Flynn or Paradiac, I think.
That was like, they all come flying in there all together. I'm going to give it to Flynn just because I like Tron.
That's a true story and a true story.
Man, that's good stuff. Ian, did you yourself book to get the Tron figure when you go to the Disney?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I don't know if it's opened up yet. We'll see. Should be. It's getting close.
Yeah, you should be able to book it now. The ride's open.
Okay. I'll do some
now,
more
now, assuming that you don't die from, you know, malaria or whatever else is going on in Florida.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll do my best not to get malaria.
Yeah.
While I'm there.
Because I definitely got to start looking at when I'm going to, you know, schedule my Tron visit in January. Got to make sure I get it booked. Super exciting.
You should be. Sounds awesome.
Yeah. All right. Anything else we need to just get this thing rolling?
I don't think so. I may be prepared more so than I had expected.
All right. Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 394th installment of the Postal Warriors 3. We got Chaos 72. We got Sneaky Meat 15. How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah, well or very well.
Oh, that's exciting.
How's your recovery going, Ray?
It still sucks. Like, I'm still tired every day, exhausted by late evening, and I've got this cough that I'm sure the people in Discord might hear during the show. It just won't stop. But, you know, as COVID goes, I think I'm all right.
Good.
Good old vid. This is the week of August 30th through September 6th. Man, days are flying by. And your 7-day 4-star crash.
Ah, my kidneys.
Out of Titans, this week you had Bubbles and Quicksilver. Did you Bubbles your way to victory?
Not yet. I'm sure that I will, thanks to her very capable build. But I've been able to play the game, and I usually save that for a night when I can have exactly one battle, and I'm like, oh, I'll do this one. It'll give me all the points, and I'll be done. So, not yet, but I'm confident. I assume you guys did it as soon as you had a chance to.
Easy. I mean, and nice. You've got her champed at a 3-5, or 5-3-5. It's, yeah, it'll be nothing. Right.
Yeah. You blow up some bubbles, Quicksilver dies, it's all over. Coming up number next on Monday, I've already forgotten. Bishop versus somebody.
Let's say Thanos.
It might be Thanos. It's probably Cable.
Oh, it could be Cable. Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah, the infographic tells me it's just some mystery character played by Josh Brolin.
He's played so many. Who knows?
You got many characters. It could be the kid from the Goonies. I mean, you never know. I don't remember what that character's name was, but...
Brandon.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All you gotta get is those stretchy spring things that you know, exercise, and you'd wrap him up in that, and you'll win in no time. No?
Yeah, I was trying to remember what that thing was called.
I have no idea.
It was like three slinky things, right, attached to handles?
yeah, exactly.
Oh, the thing that he's working out with?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, it was, yeah.
But they kind of like pulled around him and then twist it. So they were
like,
stuck.
Yeah, it was like supposed to be resistance bands, but it was like the weird 1980s version. So it was, yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely not a Thighmaster, but you know.
No. But similar. It was corny.
Yeah. In Storyland, you are meeting Rocket and or Groot. That'll get you a Ragnarok, an Anti-Venom, some Vulture Shards. Placement is Anti-Torch and some Ultron. That'll be followed by Cosmic Chaos, Patch, Annie, Ultron. Placement is Cosmo and some Dinosaur Venom. In your PvP world, it is the Space Ghost season again. Mystique, Gamora, and Mr. Negative in the simulator. Top Gun is running. Get you Falcon, Melinda May. Placement there is Miles and some Apoc Shards. It's good stuff there. In the news, Ian, you sitting down?
Oh my goodness, am I ever.
We got a clue.
Uh-oh. Not a clue.
Clue for the next, should be a 4-star. Yeah. The clue is forward slash.
Oh, okay.
I mean, other than, I don't know about forward, but I totally want it to be the swordsman.
I'm okay with that.
It's kind of like too late. I don't really
is that,
get it.
Is that is he different than Swordmaster?
Yes. I don't actually remember Swordmaster.
Oh, okay. See, I remember a Swordmaster. I don't know immediately who the swordsman is, but
That'd be cool. Swordmaster was a Iron Fist character.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I'm down with that.
Now, the swordsman was an Avengers enemy.
I think it's just really obvious. There was, you know, a one-off Guns N' Roses cartoon long time ago. So clearly, it's just Slash. He's just gonna, you know, stand in front and center, forward slash.
But Slash isn't actually real. He's just impersonated by parents at children's parties.
What?
South Park.
Did your parents dress up as Slash for your birthday?
Yeah, Slash isn't real. Your parents just dress up as Slash, and he appears at birthday parties. That's what happens in South Park.
I don't remember that at all.
I did not know the reference.
I thought this happened in reality. I was so excited.
They went to go find Slash, and that's what they learned, was that Slash wasn't real. It was a mythical character like Santa Claus. And it's just your parents dressing up as Slash.
All right. That does not ring a bell at all.
Oh, but it's funny.
Elsewhere in the R285 release notes, it says, hey, pay attention. We're almost 1 month away from the 10th anniversary. Keep getting those countdown rewards. There is a new support for symbiote goo, because we all know we need more symbiote things.
Yeah.
Everyone loves symbiotes. It says the PvP of space is here, and new boosted heroes arrive soon in the classic Legends pack. Check to see if your favorite won in the selection process there. So, there you go. Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing for forward slash. I really don't.
Yeah, no, I don't. I like the swordsman, swordmaster, or I don't know who else has a sword these days, but.
Well, the thing is, I don't get the
five-star blade.
I don't get the forward part. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, five-star blade, that's my guess.
Do you know anyone who actually ever says that? Because, you know, there's slash or backslash.
Right.
You never actually say forward slash.
I've definitely heard forward slash a lot.
Huh.
I have two, but Craig is right, is unnecessary.
It totally is.
If there are two things, you only need to separate one.
Right. You know, if I'm giving somebody you type something in, you know, it's, you know, your good old HTTP colon slash slash. I don't say forward slash. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Curious personal preference.
Yeah. That's all I got for the news. Unless you guys got something.
I can't say that I do. I'm trying to get you to go to that concert.
Yeah.
Trying to go to a boat regatta on Saturday.
Ooh. Oh, you got a regatta.
Yeah, but not a good one, like a local one.
Oh, you're not the Berg Regatta.
I'm not trying to go to some fancy Pittsburgh regatta.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Lock Haven regatta these days kind of guy.
Oh,
the fancy. I like minimum travel, minimum expenditure.
All right. Let's move on then. This week then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Oh my.
Jackson gets a new wheel.
Let's talk about big wheel. Jackson Wheel. Man, all the characters to join this game and be a 5-star to boot. Big Wheel, huh? Alright. Green, red, and blue. 5-star character. Spin me right round. It costs 6 green AP. Rotate the center 2x2 blocks of tiles, including lock tiles, removing any special tiles in that block, then dealing 426 damage to the enemy team. Then Big Wheel deals 117 damage to a random enemy for each speed point he has. That scales up by creating a 4x4 block of center tiles, dealing 2,383 damage to the enemy team and 828 to a random enemy for each speed point. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Tread on me, 7 red AP. Choose a tile and rotate the 3x3 block of tiles around it, including locked tiles, removing any strike attack and protect tiles in that block. Deal 605 damage plus 186 damage for each speed point the big wheel has. As this scales up, you're dealing 6,000 502 damage plus 359 per speed point. Wheelhouse. It's blue. It's passive. Zero house. AP. What's that?
Wheelhouse.
Wheelhouse. House. House. Nice. That's a reference I get. Thanks for slowing it down for me, Craig.
Sorry.
No, that was good. Whenever Big Wheel's team makes a match beyond the first in a turn, Big Wheel gains one speed point. If Big Wheel has six or more speed points at the start of your turn, Big Wheel spins out, rotating the board, including lock tiles, and dealing 422 damage per speed point, then reducing speed points down to zero. Let's see. It deals at max level, it's dealing 2,714 damage per speed point and reduces speed points to 3 after spinning out. Ooh, that's better. I like that. So, Big Wheel, huh? Is that something that you and Craig have going on there, Ray?
Absolutely. Big Wheel is an amazing character in-game. Donkey Teeth...
Is he? Tell me more. I feel like he would... I feel like he should be ruining Craig's soul.
So,
no, all he does is shuffle the board.
Strangely, I used to use him a lot, and it was actually quite amusing.
So, Donkey Teeth
replaced him with Hitmonkey.
Said that he was skeptical of Big Wheel when they announced him, but he's loads of fun.
Yeah.
I'm still skeptical of him as a character, but as an in-game character, he is loads of fun.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can get beyond that. I still can't get beyond Gwenpool, but I can get beyond Big Wheel. That's fine. I get it.
I used to always use him with Shang-Chi, but he got replaced by Hitmonkey because Hitmonkey makes, you know, reds and purples.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want the reds and the purples.
It's more efficient, but less fun.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It is. Yes. There's nothing really fun about Hitmonkey because I don't use any of his powers except the one that makes things reds and purple. But...
Well, the other thing about Big Wheel and that the board shake is it's almost instantaneous. Like, there's no delay as every little token or every little gemstone.
Yeah, the board just kind of goes, you know, wonk real fast.
Yeah, just flip, and they're all all done.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe at some point I'll go back to Big Wheel instead of Hitmonkey at some point. But I don't know. He was fun when I used him.
That's awesome. Well, there you have it, Jackson Wheel, Big Wheel. 5-star green, red, and blue. That's what's Sunny and Xandar.
Let's hover to some acting. Thank you.
Oh, no.
What do we got, Ian?
This week, we are talking about none other than acting legend Keanu Reeves. This week, we'll be starting with none other than podcasting legend Ray.
Uh-oh.
I know Kung Fu.
For the last time, no, you don't. Keanu Reeves, this was actually a very easy one for me.
Hmm?
I had something in mind, and the more I thought about it, the less likely I was to move away from it. So even though he had a couple characters that he had actually said in an interview that he was interested in doing, I didn't go with either one of those. I think that he would make an incredible Bruce Banner.
Oh.
I think at his current age, he could totally pull off the genius scientist and him like getting angry and morphing into the Hulk is just, that's what I picture.
Interesting.
Hmm. That's awesome. I didn't see that coming on. I also am nervous now. I didn't know he gave an interview and said, I would love to play these characters.
Yeah, I think it was different interviews, a couple of separate interviews.
But. Oh, okay. Well, we'll dive into that briefly after this. Craig, that makes you next.
All right, I'm going to post something in the chat here, this picture.
Mm.
Now, you see that picture there. You tell me you can't see Keanu pulling that off.
Oh, absolutely.
As Mr. Sinister.
He'd be a fine Mr. Sinister.
Look at that. I mean, I saw that picture and I was like, hokey smokes. That is Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, that looks great. I would be into that too.
Yeah. So that's where I'm going. I think he would make a very fun villain.
Easily castable.
In Marvel. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is, you know.
Right.
I think he could be enjoyable. You could get him in for multiple films.
Right.
You know, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and he would, I think he would definitely pull off an excellent Sinister. Totally agree.
Yeah, I do too. I saw that and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I want.
Nice.
What you got, Ian?
Well, good. I'm glad that went so strong so that way we can just straight off a cliff with mine.
Okay.
Sorry, mine was totally self-indulgent. And even though I know it's impending and there's no way to to shoehorn him into the upcoming Blade movie. I need Jonathan Harker to grow up and become Dracula.
Okay.
That's what I want out of life. I think he can pull it off too.
Yeah,
I think he has plenty of vampire experience, and I think it would be convincing enough. It's not my favorite, and it's certainly not that version of Mr. Sinister, but absolutely.
Dracula works for me. For the other thing, Ian, he at one point I think he wanted to be Johnny Blaze.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that was definitely one.
I would see that.
The other one he said he was interested in was being the next Wolverine.
Oh
no, thank
you. Whoa, I'm okay with that.
No, he would be excellent.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I think he would be better at Ghost Rider, but
yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I would prefer
he's
him
no
to Johnny
Nick Cage, but he's okay.
This has all the earmarks of a Nicolas Cage film.
My only question is, why aren't I in this?
Thanks, Ian.
Yeah. I'm here to help sometimes. All right. Well, that's Keanu Reeves. Next week, we will be exploring the Marvel fan casting of, you guessed it, Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman of Hellboy and motorcycle show that he's on? Sons of Anarchy.
No one's allowed to cast him as the Beast. I'm saying it now.
Okay. You think he's a little big for that role anyway.
I don't know how this becomes a rule that Craig can insta-veto something.
Yeah. It's super nonsense. It's as though Craig said, Ian and Ray, please pick Beast.
Did we lose Ian?
Almost an obvious trap, but
I think we lost Ian.
Probably also not be compelled to pick
mid-sentence.
Beast.
Ian's gone.
But if you want to, I'm not going to stop you.
Ian, are you back?
So, Ron Perlman, thanks as always to Thespify.
My point was, didn't Ron Perlman play the Beast on the TV show Beauty and the Beast?
Am I disconnected?
Oh, I was wondering why you said that.
So, I was just saying that he can't be the Beast because...
my back? Okay.
There you
go.
So we lost you mid-sentence. You were saying that Craig just decided to say Ian and Ray.
Oh, it was as though he was daring us. He was like, Ian and Ray, pick only Beast. Like he has something to sneak in there, so he was trying to trick us into picking Beast. And I was
While you were gone, I explained that Perlman played the Beast on the TV show Beauty and the Beast, so I just didn't want to go down that easy. You can't just pick Beast.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
You've won me back.
That was all.
Nope, that's fine.
But yeah, you just cut off clean. Like you're like, rant, dead silence.
Yeah. I was talking, and I was like, did I tank the show? No one's saying anything.
As Donkey Teeth says, how do you keep two idiots in suspense?
That's easy. So anyway, think ahead, folks. Ron Perlman, send in your suggestions into the mailbag. Speaking of the mailbag, is there any mail?
Sorry, Ray, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was so like deep in my rant and then nothing from you guys that I introduced the next segment because I just thought you were being petulant. I was like, all right, fine, Thespify.
I'm hoping I can leave it all in somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, Ray's gonna see how somehow check that that chunk out of Ian's recording. Pipe it in for the rest of us. Not that I'll ever hear it, but, you know.
Right.
That's funny.
So in any case, this week in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Yeah!
Folks, please send Willie some mail. Otherwise, he won't be able to earn his federal pension anymore.
Yeah, it's all right. The government's going to shut down. He won't be working anyway.
Yeah. All right, then. I guess we'll move forward.
Do it, Doug.
Once again, then. Do we have this segment either?
Sure.
We have boosted characters.
Kinda.
I thought I did. Did I lose it? Did I close it accidentally?
Oh, okay. There's a list. Okay. Sorry.
There's an image there if you'd like to use that.
There you go.
I would. I'd like to know what I did with my other image.
I can't help you with.
Yeah.
No. Whoa.
All right. I'm back.
Was that you?
What? No. What happened? Are you okay?
Well, a camera just flashed on the screen.
What?
So I don't know if that was you or Ray, but somebody just came on camera.
No, like I hope it wasn't me.
A brief second.
I don't own a camera, so that would be difficult.
I also am at a desktop with no camera, so that is super weird. But what are we using? Discord, that's where it is.
All right. Well, somebody in the P3 live chat turned the camera on for a second.
Right on. Hi, friends.
In any case, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
All right. Let's see what limited information I can share with you, because this anniversary is just beating this segment up.
Oh, anniversary. So, you like the juice? The juice is good.
Ah, the juice is good, no? You like it, the juice. Yeah. Oh, Stavros. Roman god of the juice. 4-star list for this year of anniversary is Namor magic. Talos is boosted, as is 4-star Thanos. Ronin, Sabretooth. Ooh, Sabretooth, I like him. Black Cat and Mysterio, both boosted. Everyone's favorite, the Juggernaut. Human Torch, the Android Gym version. Worthy Cap, the 2099th Spider-Man. Wolfsbane, everybody's favorite mental organism designed only for killing.
Only
and
killing.
Carolina Dean, everyone's least favorite runaway, are all boosted this week. Any of those guys good? Juggernaut's good, so when I use my standard Juggernaut, Rocket and Groot and Polaris.
Oh, it's so good.
It'll be even more potent. I'll be finishing things twice as fast, or at least 1/3 faster. Let's see. What else is going on here? 5-stars. Dr.
Doom
is boosted. Captain Marvel is boosted. Ooh, Hela. She's boosted. Rescue? Rescue seems older than this. But I believe you. Unless I'm confused about who Rescue is. Rescue the Pepper Potts suit of armor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Maybe I'm just confused in general. That's all right. Storm, Iceman, and Professor X all boosted, along with, you guessed it, Beta Ray Bill and Carnage. Let's see. This week, Samurai says he has included a delightful meme about Beta Ray Cyrus and his achy breaky hammer. So if you check out the wonderful infographic, you too can enjoy this meme and also be secretly encouraged to enjoy the boosted Beta Ray Bill this week. Although there's a lot of 5-stars. It's a long list, but Carnage is also quite good. I think 5-buck Chuck is quite good. Iceman and Storm are probably all right. And Hela's pretty good. I don't know that Rescue's super good, though.
Boosted Iceman and Storm could be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just looking at the list. And I really just think Rescue and God Emperor Doom, I don't remember either of them being thrilling.
Doom's good. He steals all your yellow and black and does things with them.
He heals himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not great. He's, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying boo for him, but, you know.
I think Hela is a good one on there. Yeah. Like you said, the others you said, the X-Men, Storm, Iceman, Professor X, they're all good.
Yeah. That's a good bench.
And, of course, Beta Ray Bill is, like, one of the meta, so.
Absolutely. So, yeah, listen to me now.
Thank you to Mystify.
Yeah, believe me later. Mystify. Thanks, as always, to Mystify. Mystify.
Hit us with some pop-pop. What's our sarsaparilla of the week?
Oh, my goodness, we're almost there. You got to be sitting down first, Craig.
All right.
Have I got a treat for you?
Ooh.
It is something brand new to this segment. And by that, it is a culmination of so many other things that I've readied you for this week's entry. Craig, what happens when you take two members of Red Velvet, mix them with two members of a spa, team them up with three members of the girls' generation? You guessed it. K-pop supergroup, baby! Oh, so this week, Got the Beat. And when we got the beat, it's G-O-T. Because just like the NCT, Got the Beat is short for Girls on Top, the beat. So then there'll be Got the something else. So not only is it a supergroup, but they're hoping to form other supergroups with GOT and then subtext. So, oh, it's exciting. Let me tell you another story. This is Got the Beat passed the test better than almost anybody else to date. I listened to the entire song that I sent to Ray. I re-listened to it to see how I felt about it. I listened to yet another song of theirs, and it wasn't until after the third listening that I went, nah, screw this, I'm going to go listen to Blackpink. but that is tremendous. Like, most of the bands on this list, I don't make it through the song I send to Ray.
Right.
Like, some of them I don't make it through the clip that Ray makes. The idea that I listen to the song, re-listen to it in a different format, and then explored another offering in their catalog, I mean, I enjoyed Red Velvet, so I'm not surprised. I feel like Everglow is the only other group that came close. But,
well, see, I'm curious how these folks got together, because we already know that Belinda Carlisle and the girls got the beat.
Yes.
So how did these people come into existence, because they've already been gotten?
Well, they, capital G, capital O, capital T, the beat.
Because
it's the first subunit of the project group Girls on Top.
Girls on Film.
Yeah, so I don't love that they're seven members, but I love that Girls they're a super group. And I love this project group with subunit.
I'm sorry, that's inappropriate, but that title just makes me think of an infomercial I would see at like 11 o'clock at night, you know, asking me to order a video. Never mind.
Oh, see, I wasn't totally sorry. Wait, I don't even know, what am I looking at? Maybe, are you in the Discord? Maybe we're looking at two, no, I'm lost.
No, I'm just saying the name of the band Girls on Top.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't there. It's not that kind of show, Craig. Get your own podcast. all right. And then on to the second half of Pop Pop with the with yet another installment of the first subunit, Ian Sarsaparilla Adventures. See, I'm all on board for the subunit thing. So I had another local favorite of mine. And by local favorite, I mean, it's okay. It's from the Kutztown Brewing Company, or the Kutztown Soda Works, I believe, is their pop division. And it's Kutztown Sarsaparilla. It is, I mean, as far as, I feel like sarsaparilla is better than most pop. So if a sarsaparilla is like a solid six, that's, you know.
All right, so it's good middling sarsaparilla.
Yeah. It's better than most pop, but it's a nice drinkable sarsaparilla. It's nothing that I'm going to get thrilled about, but it's something that I discovered at a local carnival by throwing a ring around a pop bottle, and then they gave me a 1 liter version of it, and I was like, oh, this is the best game ever, and I drank it. It was pretty good. So if you ever check out the Kutztown sodas, check out their sarsaparilla. It's a good, easy-drinking sarsaparilla. So we've got, you guessed it, Pop Pop, Kutztown Sarsaparilla, and Got the Beat. Thanks, as always, to Magnify.
Magnify. Ian, do you have Steam open then?
I am in the processing stages of opening Steam.
I just got an alert that Ian logged in.
I just got an alert that this is the last day. Oh, 100% bonus on hero points.
This is true.
Oh, man, that's a lot of bonus. I took a pass the last time because it was only a normal percent increase. But I do have some Steam credits burning a hole in my pocket. 100%, huh? In the meantime, let's open one of these latest legend tokens. See if I can't get a cool 4-star. Like Loki, Alligator of Mischief. Let's see what that's all about. Because I feel confident that I need it. Oh, but just barely. That takes my Loki, Alligator of Mischief to a 3-0-5.
That's a lucky there in the middle.
No. Nope, I cannot get a cover of Instigator to save my life. Fortunately, it's no big deal.
I think I'm doing 10.
All right. Do you want to go first or last?
I'll go last.
All right. I've got 6 here. Oh, the first one's purple.
He's going to use up all the purples.
Omega Red Pestilence Spores. Wiccan. What is that symbol? Oh, Puck. Juggernaut. Second purple. Venusaurus Rex Gronds and Emma Frost. So 2 purples.
2 out of 6 is nice. Pretty good.
Pretty good, I would say, yeah.
Right, hopefully I can get 2 out of 10. let's start. It is a 4-star. I don't know what that is. That's a Hawkling.
Ha! 2 mysterious 4-stars to start off the game.
Alright, number 2 is a purple. That's pretty good. Tard, no feathers. Venomosaurus. Number 3 is Silver Samurai. Again, a symbol I didn't recognize. Number 4 is a purple. Spider-Gwenom Portal Partnership. Number 5 is a 4-star Valkyrie. Number 6 is Blade.
Oh.
Number 7 is Blob. 8, Black Widow. I'm stuck in the bees. Number 9, Talos? No, Super Skrull. I always get those two confused. And finally, it is Captain Marvel, Photonic Barrage.
Berserker Barrage.
So that takes my Spider-Gwen to a 4-3-3, and Venomsaurus Rex is now a 2-2-2.
Nice.
Meanwhile, my Omega Red, I spent a bunch of command points on that, whatever it was, the
vault that he lived in?
Yeah. And I got him up to a 2-3-3 already, so.
All right.
I think I spent 1,000 command points on that.
Nice. Well, this was what you were waiting for, right? High evolutionary moves out, Omega Red moves in?
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, yes. I don't know. I'm probably going to be spending a lot of these tokens here soon.
Nice.
There you go. Thanks to the OG. This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, golly. The podcast network. The best way to find out is to go to soontobenamednetwork.com. Is a podcasting network of which we are one of the members. We try to bring you a great variety of podcasts for your listening day. That is the soon-to-be-named network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com.
Christmas.
Is there anything else for the good of the order?
I feel like no. I mean, I will acknowledge that it was a short show.
Don't want no short show.
Stop. I will never acknowledge that again. Not entirely your fault, but boy, hearing that just really, what a downer. Why would you bring that up? What a dumb, gross song reference.
I can't remember the last time I heard that. That's been a long time.
Yeah, it needs to end.
Ray, you all good?
I think so.
All right,
Ray needs to drink some honey tea and take a nap.
Mm, that's nice.
Like an 8-hour nap.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. Comments, suggestions, shoot him over this way. Willie needs something to mailbag. He was feeling lonely this week, so he needs something to read. Otherwise, you can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself something, and it's all good in the hood there. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, as Dick Van Patten knows, 8 is enough. Good night, everybody.
Good night, friends.
Good night.